Back at the 2026 Classic of the Country, Jake Sonnel here with Wes Clearmont's Lila Hale and Maddie Fender. I'll start with you, Lila. This is a tough game for you guys tonight. A loss to Kettering Fairmont, 56-37. You finished with 4 points tonight. What can you tell us about your guys' performance tonight and what you learned about yourself from this game?
I think Fairmont's a very good team, and I think their pressure threw us off early in the game. I think handling the pressure was our big fault tonight. We weren't able to really execute, but again, Fairmont's a really good team, so we just need to adjust, work on it, and move on to the next game.
Maddie, what about you? You had 8 points tonight. What did you see in your team?
Yeah, again, Fairmont was a really good team, but their pressure definitely threw us off, and we had a ton of turnovers, and which just led to open layups, and that's normally not us, so I feel like that killed us.
How much does coming out here and playing a team like this prepare you for down the road? I know we're right around the corner from tournaments.
Yeah, we'll definitely see a team similar to Fairmont or maybe even Fairmont again in the tournament. So I think these games are good for us to prepare us for that. But we just need to take our faults tonight, work on them in practice so we can be better prepared for tough games like this in the future.
Yeah, I would say the same. These games are really good because not only does it sucks losing, but it also makes us better. So, yeah, and it helps us be more prepared for tomorrow.
What's next for Wes Clearmont as you move on down through the season?
Definitely we're going to try to grow from this. Obviously, we're not going to have pretty moments all the time. But I think from here on out, practicing hard, making sure we're executing, and, yeah, just making sure we're better prepared for games like this.
Yeah, I'd say the most important thing is not letting this loss, like, affect us and how the rest of our season goes, because it's only one loss, and we can come back from it.
And finally, ladies, what's your favorite part of the Classic in the Country? And if you say food, you have to tell us what the food is.
The noodles, definitely.
Yes, I agree, 100%.
Well, thank you so much, ladies. Good luck on the rest of your season.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. More to come from the Classic in the Country on WKLM.